In June of last year, comedy icon Bill Cosby went on trial for the drugging and sexual assault of Andrea Constant in 2004. Constant is just one of dozens of women who've accused Bill Cosby of assaulting them. But the jury in that trial deadlocked, and the judge in the case declared a mistrial. Cosby's new trial starts today, but there are some very big differences this time around. Graham Boley is here to explain. He's an investigative reporter for the New York Times. He's been covering Bill Cosby since 2014.
Last summer, there was the first trial, and the jury was hopelessly deadlocked after many days of deliberations. I managed to speak to two afterwards, and that gives only a partial view, but it was a view. There were some issues, at least from one, about the credibility of Andrea Constant and questions. Credibility about why she'd taken so long coming forward, why she'd maintained contact with Mr. Cosby. That had sown doubts in this juror's mind. But in both of these people spoke about language, which was very interesting, and an inability to kind of match the very precise language of the charges that Mr. Cosby is faced with. So, for example, in one case, she talks about slipping in and out of consciousness. And yet one of the charges is that he assaulted her while she was unconscious. So they couldn't quite match that up. So I expect this time round, we're going to see prosecutors spend more time trying to explain the linkages between what they hear on the stand and the technical nature of the charges.
Now, this time around, the trial might be somewhat different as well, because other women who are accusing Bill Cosby are being allowed to appear before the jury. That wasn't the case last time.
Last time around, there was Andrea Constant was the main accuser, and one other woman who said she had been drugged and sexually assaulted by Bill Cosby was also allowed to testify. That was in the last trial. And in the retrial, the judge has allowed in five extra women in addition to Andrea Constant. We know that, you know, more than 50 women have come forward to accuse Bill Cosby of sexual assault. The prosecutors chose 19. They wanted to bring 19 into the courtroom. The judge has allowed five.
Now, that's inside the courtroom, of course, Graham. And outside the courtroom, something else has changed since the last time Mr. Cosby was on trial, and that's the Me Too movement.
Right, yeah. There are many similarities. It's Mr. Cosby, it's Andrea Constant, it's the same judge, it's the same courtroom. But perhaps the big difference is the atmosphere that this trial is taking place in. So since the first trial last June, Me Too has happened. This is a sexual assault trial. This will be the first high-profile sexual assault trial of the Me Too era. And experts I've spoken to, of course, are looking at this trial very closely and are intrigued to see what effect it might have had on jurors and their attitude toward believing women that come forward. And we saw that in the jury selection last week. It was so interesting to sit there in the courtroom and to see the pool of jurors come in, 120, and they were asked this question about had they heard of the Me Too movement. And every juror, apart from one, put their hand up and said they had. And then in the individual voir dire, when individual jurors were grilled by defense and prosecution, this was one of the big questions, you know, have you been affected by Me Too? And so we're waiting to see, it's outside the courtroom, it's now coming into the courtroom in jurors' minds, will this have a new dynamic in the trial?
And Bill Cosby, of course, will mount a vigorous defense and an expensive defense like he did last June. Graham, what's he facing here?
He's had a few big wins in the last few days in terms of evidence, which will be other big differences. So he has a new legal team, which is quite aggressive. They brought a motion to have the judge to recuse himself because of conflicts of interest to do with his wife. That was a very startling moment in the run-up to the trial. The judge denied that motion. But they did win some big evidentiary changes. And the biggest, perhaps, is there's going to be a defense witness, a woman called Marguerite Jackson, who works at Temple University, has worked there for many years, and the defense has brought her forward to say that a few years ago, she was traveling with Andrea Constant, and Andrea Constant told her that she could perhaps fabricate a story about sexual assault and get money. This testimony wasn't allowed in during the first trial because Andrea Constant said that she didn't know Marguerite Jackson, but the judge has allowed her in this time, so that will be an important moment of the trial when she gets to the stand and, you know, defends Mr. Cosby.
Graham Boley in Pennsylvania for the New York Times covering the trial of Bill Cosby. Graham, thank you.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.